Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jujapa Maria and Saroma. June is the second of three water months, according to the African wisdom that I keep, in this historic year of the 2020 transit. And June opens the portal all the way for emotional cleansing and reconciliation. In the wake of the horrific murder of George Floyd, and last night in Atlanta, another black man was killed by police officers that didn't really need to kill him, but it happened. And so there is both national and global unification response. So this is a month to feel and heal. My theme for June is clean up transferred pain, meaning the pain that has been transferred to you during your life. Through four broadcasts and accompanying videos, I'll provide psycho-spiritual insights and guidance for recognizing, accepting, and cleaning up your pain. Continuing tonight with cleaning up pain from adolescence. But first, just a reminder that if you are listening to this broadcast over the internet and something happens to your connection, you can actually listen in over the phone at this number, which is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday, God willing, to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, I usually don't have time in my teachings and wisdom giving to entertain questions and answers, but you can ask a question or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, my website as well, which is www.wisdomwalktoself.com, or in the comment section below this YouTube video. But right now, I ask you to lay back, sit back, and join me in an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow. What a time we are having and going through. So as always, I'm going to start off by opening up my program, calling in the ancestors. And tonight I'm going to call in all the ancestors. I think it's very, very needed. So think about those persons for whom you are standing on their shoulders, meaning the people who came before you in your family, could be friends, could be neighbors, could be associates, could even be people you've never met, like I consider Louis Armstrong and the wonderful, wonderful Josephine Baker important ancestor guides for me. So think about those persons, say their names out loud, and join me as I invoke them to come and be close to us during this time of radical change. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, I thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to the ancestors. Ancestors, we are calling out to you, for we are in the midst of a deep, deep shift, of a radical transformation of humanity's consciousness. And we need your help, your guidance, your wisdom so that we can safely navigate through everything that has emerged. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, and there are so many unknowns to it that every day, especially for people on the front line, is a source of great stress and anxiety. And so we asked you to go and support those people, to help them to be able to show up for those of us who need them. And that includes all the frontline people out there, the people in the grocery stores or who go shopping for us, the people who are willing to drive an ambulance or a delivery truck, all of the people who are continuing to work in the food production process in this country. We ask and thank you for blessing them and supporting them. And so, ancestors, again, help us. You can see in all directions at once, you for whom problems here are not problems there. We need your help. We desire your help. We call for your help at this time. And Creator, as always, I thank you for the gift, ancestors, these great emissaries, and I for this opportunity to call on them in the name of all that is holy. I say, Amen. Ashe Ho Asah, Shinga Bismillah. So it is. Ashe. Ah. I am feeling like I just need to slow down today. So that means that I may run over my 30-minute mark a bit. For those of you who are watching this on as a YouTube, I will put a timestamp in the box below, some timestamps in the box below. And for those of you listening in right now to the live broadcast, I just ask that you hang in there with me. The information I have to share is important, and I just feel like I need to just slow down and be listening to Spirit and to my guides, and not rush through, but be a true channel for what needs to come through at this time. So thank you for your support. So I'm going to start off talking about the elemental wisdom for this week. You know, June is such a powerful month. I thought that June was going to be more of a break in the action than what it is, but I hadn't paid close enough attention to the astrology, because clearly the astrology is saying, this is really more of some more transformational energy going on. And again, what happened in Atlanta last night is evidence of that. Things are still being illuminated. Things are still being, you know, shown up where it is that there is shadow, where things are not in the flow, not right. So we are right now in an Earth week, and I think it did get a little bit of downtime. Like yesterday was the first Saturday I didn't have any meetings, I didn't have any appointments, and I can just really chill out and do whatever I want, be off schedule, as they say in England. But on this Wednesday, on the 17th, we are moving into a fire week. And here's the opportunity that brings. It is about embracing and practicing forgiveness. So that really means there has to be some stuff going on that we need to forgive, or some stuff being pushed up that we need to forgive. It is about invoking the ancestors to help you forego being a martyr to past pain as you invite the grace of forgiveness to embrace you and remove what was never yours to keep. Ask and thank your God for enabling you to receive the grace of forgiveness for those who have hurt you, for those you have hurt, consciously or unconsciously. Prepare an ancestor plate at every meal, light a candle, and feed them with your intention to honor their existence and to receive their guidance, wisdom, and love. Remember, they want you to win and are committed to you not repeating their sorrows. You are their dream come true, and they want you to live your happy endings in life. Now, of course, always with opportunity comes distractions, and here's the ones associated with this coming Wednesday through the following Tuesday. Wanting to be right about being a victim, yeah, and it's easy to see how that one could really, really be kicking at us in regards to everything that's going on, including COVID. Say no to that. Thinking you have to figure things out on your own. Yeah, I mean, we're in a time of just such unknown. We don't know what's happening from one day to the next, so to learning. Judgment and criticism of yourself and others. Stay away from that energy. It will impinge your immune system. It's not a good energy. Again, open up to forgiveness and let go of that negativity. And then last but not least, taking on the problems of others, or even trying to take on the problems of the world. No. You just focus on what it is that you need to do for you right now, taking care of yourself, practicing social solidarity, and everything else will fall into place and you will be a service to others. Now, the following Wednesday on June 24th, we're going to be going into a mineral week, which is all about time to follow your heart. And I will share more of that with you, of course, in the next broadcast and video. Reminder that June 22nd will be Earth Day, and I hope you are continuing to cut down on the plastic use. Also cutting down on the use of paper, including toilet paper. And I encourage you to go to the website, because every day they put up an action that you can take personally and at home to contribute to this healing of the planet. And so I'm going to flash this website on my screen, but for those of you who are listening, it's www.earthday.org/todays-action/. Yeah, and I will put that in the comment sections below so that you can, in the description below, so that you can find it. And again, we have to just commit to doing this so that we can make this planet habitable for the 7 generations that are coming after us. Now, astrological. Wow. Big, big, big stuff. Really, again, ushering us into this time to really go within, clean up, clean out, sort out, recalibrate, all of that. Because we just finished on June 4th to the 5th a lunar eclipse that was a full moon. And now, on the 18th, this Thursday, we get Mercury going retrograde, and that's going to last through July the 12th. And the most notable thing about this is that it's joining 4 other planets that are already retrograde, which includes Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and Pluto. So, with Mercury, 4 out of the 5 visible planets are now retrograde. And believe me, this is very unusual. And so the astrologer I like, Astro Butterfly, says this is a time introspection. Yeah. Looking at ourselves and asking some hard questions so that we can heal. Now, on the 22nd, which will be the following Monday next week, Neptune is going to join the club of retrograde. So we're going to have 6 planets in retrograde from the 22nd through the 25th. Venus will be the first one that comes out of retrograde. But a couple of those big ones are staying retrograde into September. And so what does that mean? And retrogrades are a time for staying still and going in. No major decision making or jumping to conclusions. It's a time to learn something different and something new. Because right now so much is being broken up. So many old things, old belief systems, old ideas, old paradigms. Dead paradigms are really being broken. So we're not at a time that we're through it. You know, it's just like with coronavirus. You know, right now, as a result of more things opening up, the numbers of people who are being counted that have the disease is going up. We don't know about the people who are not being counted, meaning people not coming into a hospital emergency room. But the numbers are going up in 22 states, I think, at this point, last report I read. And so what does that mean? That means it's not over. It's not over. Now, on the good news is doctors have been dealing with this since March, so they have more understanding of the virus. They've tried some treatments, some things work. They're learning that it's different for everybody. Some things work for somebody, but they may not work for somebody else. So they're not as overwhelmed in the way they were before, but they know they're still not out of the woods, that this is still a learning process. The other thing, too, is that you probably have family members and friends who have not contracted the virus because they've been practicing the safety guidelines, the science safety guidelines. And so that gives us hope, like, okay, I can keep myself safe if I practice this stuff, I can move through it. So that gives us a good, a better sense of hope. But we are not through this. Now, next Sunday, and I'll talk more about this then, but it's important for you to know we've got a powerful doubleheader, astrologically, astronomically speaking. Not only are we moving into summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere and winter solstice in the southern hemisphere as the sun enters into the sign of Cancer, but this solstice coincides with the most powerful eclipse, they're calling it, of 2020. This is big. This is going to be an annular eclipse. That means this is the one where there's a black hole in the middle and you see this ring of fire around the sun. Now, it will only be visible in Central Africa, Northern Africa, and Asia, but all of us on this planet will feel the effects of this eclipse. Yeah. One of the astrologers I read says that it's going to bring 3 months of every day feeling like an eclipse. Yeah. And it makes sense because, again, we're in the midst of really having to let go, let go, let go, let go. So things are being eclipsed out of our psyche, out of our understanding of who and what we are. Yeah, we're just in this time of huge and deep great change. So, not to be afraid of the retrogrades. It's just saying that, again, don't try to force anything. Stay open. Go in. Use this as a time to get still and go in. Don't try to figure things out. Open to receiving information that's going to help you, that's going to guide you. Now, I've been promising for probably the last 5 videos that, yeah, I'm going to do a video on the 2020 transit update, and I will. I really get why I've had to wait to do this, but I think it is definitely going to happen this week, so I will keep you posted. Now, view of tonight's program. Here's what I want to talk about. I'm going to do a review for you of what cleaning up subtle transferred pain is like as we open up to it. Okay, so this is like the opening to how do I do that. Then I'm going to talk about the impact of adolescent subtle pain that was transferred to you by your peers. Yeah. And then, of course, I will share with you a personal awareness opportunity and challenge. My quote for this week comes from the great Maria Montessori. She lived from 1870 to 1952, and she was that pioneering physician and educator who really understood child development in a very different way and could create a pedagogy, an approach to teaching and learning that honored that children had purpose in life, that they weren't just here to be cogs in a manufacturing wheel, that children had souls and they had purpose, and she fashioned an educational approach around honoring that. And so Maria Montessori said, the chief symptom of adolescence is a tendency towards creative work and a need for the strengthening of self-confidence. Suddenly, the child becomes very sensitive to the rudeness and humiliations which he had previously suffered with patient indifference. Yeah. Powerful. So let's talk this cleaning up transferred pain. As I said, although physical forms of pain transferred onto you in your life definitely damage your psyche. But it's the subtle non-physical ones that I believe create the thickest barriers to than life. Part of that is because they are so subtle. You almost question, did that really hurt me? Or did I make it up? Or should I be hurt by that? I shouldn't be hurt by that. That shouldn't be hurting me. You know, you doubt the fact that it was pain transferred onto you. And this would include repeated experiences of neglect, invalidation, disappointment, emotional withdrawal, yelling and screaming, bullying that isn't violent, and even smothering. Yeah. Smothering definitely is a transference of pain. So to clean up this subtle transferred pain, number one, it first has to be recognized. Like I said, it's so easy for us to dismiss it, to not think that it had an impact or an influence on our lives. But we can notice through unhealthy, dysfunctional behaviors and patterns in adulthood that we think are just our personality. This is just who I am. It's not. Definitely this notion of you being caught on a hamster wheel around relationships, around job situations, around your relationship with your family and people you love. All of that points to you're carrying pain that has not been released and needs to be released. Number two, the subtle transferred pain has to be accepted. This means that you have to feel it and sit in it. And yes, you need to get support for that. You don't need to feel like you've got to do it all on your own. So this means getting some counseling, getting some, you know, some professional counseling if you need it, if you need to get access to some medication that's going to give you, raise up your serotonin so you can move through those very, very painful experiences in order to transform that pain. Whatever is required, but it is about, again, accepting that, yeah, this pain is real and I need to move it. And so number three is about making that commitment to learn how to have that pain transformed no matter how long it takes. So recognition, acceptance, and commitment is how we address this. So let's talk about the adolescent pain that gets transferred through your peers. You know, in our culture, we believe that these experiences that I'm going to share with you are like initiation rites, you know. We'll get over it in time. Everybody goes through this, so it's no big deal. We'll get over it. You know, that's the kind of thinking we have around this. Unfortunately, these subtle experiences of transferred pain will shape and harden our dysfunctional decision-making and experiences in adulthood. In other words, these things matter. So number one, nonviolent bullying, and that usually is threats, being threatened. This can result in victim consciousness as an adult, especially in a work situation. So nonviolent bullying. And yeah, a lot of times bullying does have a physical aspect to it. Again, I'm not saying that that doesn't have an effect, but I'm wanting you to be aware that even if you were just threatened like I was, or I was threatened for about, I guess maybe about a good year and a half by some girls every day, I'm going to beat you up at 3 o'clock. I'm going to beat you up at 3 o'clock, you know. And, you know, when you're hearing that every day as a kid, and in my situation, I wasn't sharing it with my mother because my mother was a single mom who worked. And so I couldn't go rush home to mom and say, somebody's going to beat me up at 3 o'clock. You know, it's like my mama goes to work every day. I got to go to school every day. I can't get out of this, and I just got to face this, you know. And so, again, what that formulated in me and what that did for me in terms of my relationships with people has been very, very fascinating for me to unravel and really get that, oh, yeah, that's right, I was threatened. I was threatened every day that I had to go to school. I was scared to death every day, you know.